I feel a little bad talking about Birchas HaGomel because the topic of Birchas HaGomel on an airplane and an airplane travel has been discussed thoroughly and very clearly by Rabbi Bleich in English. So really any of you could read in Contemporary Halacha Problems, Volume 3, he discusses Birchas HaGomel. I'll just give you a basic summary of what he says. I could not summarize it better than he already has, and nor could I collect the variety of shitas that he collects. It starts with the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Nun Dalam Beis, where the Gemara Brachos tells us that there are four people who have to bring Karban Todah, four people who have to give Hoda'ah, who make Birchas HaGomel: those who cross over an ocean, those who travel through a midbar, someone who is sick and recovered from his illness, and someone who was in jail and has been released from his incarceration. Now there is a machlokas poskim if it's dafka those four people that are chayv in Birchas HaGomel, but anybody else, no matter what you've been through, we're not make Birchas HaGomel. Or is it no? Those are four examples of sakana. But no matter what sakana you go through, if you were in a makam of sakana, that you would have to say a Birchas HaGomel. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that you don't make a bracha with Shem Malchus on any other sakana besides for those four. Shulchan Aruch quotes both days and says, therefore, you're not going to say Shem Malchus. If you go through one of those four, you say it with Shem Malchus. If you go through anything else, you don't say it with Shem Malchus. However, many achronim disagree with the pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch sends them in a Reish Yud Tes. Ratio test. Many Achronim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch, and they say, not so, that you say it with Shema Malchus, and that's the normative approach, that we say it with Shema Malchus, no matter what sakana we've been through. So even if the particular experience may not exactly match an experience of one of those four, if it was sakana, you would make the bracha. It should be noted, though, and this a lot of people don't realize this, when you talk about the bracha of Birchas HaGomel, it is either a mitzvah, a chiyuv to say, or it is aser to say. If you're not mechiyuv to say it, and you say it, you have said the Shem Shemayim Levatala. A lot of times people go through some sort of almost harrowing experience, and they say, should I say a gomel? I might as well. What do you have to lose? Well, what you have to lose is the Yisr Chamer of Lo Sisa. Right, so there is plenty to lose if you're not chayiv in the Birchas HaGomel and you say the Birchas HaGomel. There are big machlokes in the poskim in general. What sort of circumstances are called dangerous? Right, if someone was once in a spot, someone told me, remember the Hanukkah Wonderland thing that happened last year, where a car came shooting right through a room full of parents and little kids, and someone said, you know, I was there 10 minutes earlier. And I left, and mamish, 10 minutes later, a car comes flying through the window right at the spot that I was standing. So should I say Birchas HaGomel? So there was a Rav who once had the comment, I forget who it was, it's attributed to many people actually, he once had the comment that, well, when asked a similar type of shayla, should I say Birchas HaGomel because I'm wearing my pants now, and you know, just hours before I was wearing them, they were in the washing machine. I could have been in them, in the washing machine. You weren't in that circumstance. I mean, just because they happened to have been there. So you were in a room that was safe, and then 10 minutes later, something else happened. So that's not that's not a situation of danger. But anyway, it's not something that we could just choose yes or no. So in terms of air, of traveling in an airplane, whether you require Birchas HaGomel after traveling in an airplane, Rabbi Bleich collects five shitos about whether you say Birchas HaGomel or not. When you say five shitos, it's either yes or no. How could you have five shitos? So we'll see. Many poskim, Rav Avadya Yosef quotes in Yabia Omer Chelik Beis, Aruch Chaim Simin Yud Dalid Os Beis, Tzitzel Yezer Chelik Yudal of Simin Yud Dalid, point out that when it comes to travelers, then even if you're not in a makom sakana, but if you travel, so Hol Chei Drachim is by definition considered Holche Midbar and Holche Yam are by definition considered inherently dangerous, and therefore you make a Birchas HaGomel. So if you take a plane that goes from New York to Boston, there will be no Birchas HaGomel. But if you crossed over the desert in Arizona, you take a plane to California, you take a plane to Phoenix, or you take a plane that goes over an ocean, so then that's something that would require Birchas HaGomel, because you're Holche Yam, Holche Midbar. That would be the simplest approach, probably. Rav Moshe has a very creative approach. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, Rechaim Chelik Bey, Simen Nun Tes. An unbelievable idea. He says, when you look at the list, Holche Yam is different than all the rest. Holchayam, you don't say Birchsa Gomel because it's dangerous, because you're actually in danger. Holchayam, you say Birchsa Gomel because the yam is not a natural environment for a person to be. And if a person were not in this special kli that's holding them, they would sink, they would die, they would drown. So because the environment on its own is something that's not a natural environment for a person to be experiencing and to survive, it's therefore requires Birchsa Gomel, even though you're on the safest boat in the whole world. You're on the Titanic, the safest boat in the whole entire world. Still, you would, it would require a Birchsa Gomel because of that. So says Rav Moshe, 30,000 feet in the air, 40,000 feet in the air is not a natural environment for a person to survive. Without a special kli that's holding you, you drop to your death. There's no question. Air travel is so safe. Yes, it's safe, but inherently, it's like the yam. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, I don't care where you're going, New York to Boston, to Israel, it doesn't make a difference. If you're going over an ocean, a desert or not, you're going 30,000 feet in the air. That alone is Mechayev the Birchsa Gomel. Now Rabbi Bleich tries to get cute over here and he says, well then why when you go on a Ferris wheel, don't you have to say Birchsa Gomel? Because after all, you're all the way up in the air and you know, you're only being held by a kli. I think the chiluk is pashut. Right? You go to the top floor of a building, it's all connected to the ground. That's not called that you're somewhere in the middle of nothingness, the middle of nowhere. Right, you're up in the air. The plane is not directly connected to the ground. I think Rav Moshe would not say that you say Birchsa Gomel when you go on a Ferris wheel. The third approach is Rav Vadi Yosef's approach for Svardim. When the Rambam formulates Birchsa Gomel, the Chiyuv to say Birchsa Gomel, and the Shulchan Aruch, it's that it's when you go on a voyage, on a trip that's at least one parsa, just like Tfilas HaDerech. That Tfilas HaDerech is when you go one parsa. So too, Birchsa Gomel is when you go one parsa. How do we define a parsa? So if you remember when we discussed Tfilas HaDerech, we discussed whether it's measured by time or by distance. Rav Vadia says it's definitely measured by time. And the time is 72 minutes. So if you go on a 72-minute or longer flight, then you would say Birchsa Gomel. If the flight is shorter than 72 minutes, you would not say Birchsa Gomel. That's how Rav Vadia Yosef says in terms of Birchsa Gomel. The fourth approach is you can't say the Rugachev's whole vart about Tfilas HaDerech in the air not being called a derech, because Birchsa Gomel doesn't really have to do with derech. It's not about derech, it's just about situations that are sakana. The fourth approach is the Chalkas Yaakov and the Tshuvas B'Tzal HaChachma, Rabbi Tzal Stern and others, the Beis Avi, and they say that as follows, that when you talk about Holchei Midbaros and Holchei Yam, it's only if you're mamish going on a desert, through a desert, you feel like you're in a desert, you're going on surface travel, or you're going on the Yam. Holchei Midbaros, Holchei Yam does not mean when you're flying in a plane. Flying in a plane, you know, it's this, as to put it more clearly, the B'Tzal HaChachma says like this, says, is there any svara whatsoever to say that you should say a Birchas HaGomel for a plane trip that takes you to Israel, but not to California? I mean, if the plane goes down, if you're going to California, you're going to die. If the plane goes down, if you're going to Israel, you're going to die. It doesn't make a difference. The danger is the same. Once that plane is going down, you know, say your Shema Yisrael, and you know, okay, there are sometimes survivors or whatever, but it doesn't make a difference where it's crashing. You're falling from 30,000 feet in the air, 40,000 feet in the air, it's over. Right? So it's not mistaver to say that on some plane trips you would, some plane trips you don't. No, just a plane trip is posh. It's something that you don't, it's not one of the four. The four, Holchei Midbar, Holchei Yam, mean you're going in the Yam, you're going on the sea, you're going in the Midbar. That's where you would say Birchsa Gomel. Some of the postmen even say that it's only called Holchei Yam if you have waves. The dangerous part about Holchei Yam is that the waves shake the boat. There are no waves up in the sky, and therefore there's no Birchsa Gomel. The fifth and final approach is the approach of the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak says that you don't say Birchsa Gomel, so la halacha it's the same as the Beis Avi and B'Tzal HaChachma, Chalkas Yaakov. He says you don't say Birchsa Gomel after traveling in an airplane, but for a totally different svara. So it's not because it's not dangerous, but because the halacha is you only say Birchsa Gomel when one experienced a danger. But when one put themselves in danger and then came through, you don't say, oh, thank you God, I survived that. You put yourself in a dangerous situation. Minchas Yitzchak rather unbelievably says that when you choose to travel by plane, you are willingly putting yourself in danger, and therefore it's not shy to say Birch Sagomel. When you choose to travel by boat and you choose to travel across the desert, he says, yeah, that's, you're willingly doing that, but you have no choice. You have to get from point A to point B. How else are you supposed to do it? But by plane, you always have another choice. You can always take a boat to Israel. So since you're choosing to dafka go and take a plane, which is, he understands, more dangerous than any other mode of travel, Mimela, it's, you put yourself in the sakana, you're not going to require Birch Sagomel. The exact opposite svara, but the same conclusion of why it would be that you would not require Birch Sagomel. Those are the opinions. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Shecht used to say that Rav Soloveitchik held not to say Birch Sagomel after traveling on a plane, even I think the plane to Israel, because he thought that it was that it's not dangerous, it's not an inherently makom sakana, nor is it one of the four mentioned in the Gemara. And if it's not dangerous and it's not one of the four mentioned in the Gemara, Lechora, it should not require a Birch Sagomel. So the best thing to do, ideally, is if you travel with other people who hold like those poskim that say you do say Birch Sagomel, so listen to their bracha and answer amen and tell them to have in mind to be matzi you. That way you won't risk the chance of an Issa Lo Sisa. So that's what I would recommend to do, Lechatzibah.